Today I decided to think about the prophecy about Jesus Christ. It says prophecy about Messiah fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Now there are so many people around the world do not know the plan of God, why God created man, and what is the plan of God for the mankind. No other religion will know. Only Christian religion knows these things. They just believe in one God. And there are some religion, they believe in many gods. But the main three religion I'm talking about, Christian, Muslim, Judaism, they believe in one God. But Christianity believes in one God, but we believe in triune one God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they are from the beginning. If you talk about God, God is from the beginning. When you talk about Son, Son is from the beginning. When you talk about Holy Spirit is from the beginning. Then it comes the question, who created whom? Is the God created Son, or Son created Holy Spirit, or Holy Spirit created Father? According to the Word of God, they are from the beginning. Nobody created them. That's why we call God. And our God is so powerful, we cannot understand all the deep things of God. Only little bit things we know, and that also Jesus Christ revealed us who God is and what is God is all about. Now, many people do not know why God created everything, and people are thinking some of the wrong thing or some of the bad things happen, all of a sudden they start cursing God and saying this is all because of God. When good things happen, they just forget about God. When the bad thing happens, they say, where God, where are you? When the good things happen, they don't know where the God is. They just enjoy their life. Somebody says, why God created all the heavens and all the earth and everything? Now, only we know, when you say heaven, we know only the atmosphere and where the sun and moons are. They call the first heaven and the second heaven. That's the only thing mankind knows. But our God lives far away called third heaven. That third heaven was, we don't know when was that third heaven was created. And all angels and all other angelic beings. And we do not know why God did this. But something we know, God did it for His glory. God did everything so the mankind can sit back and say, wow, what awesome God we have. Because people do not understand the God. If you go to India, some of the gods are made out of stone. And I was thinking, where these people got the idea? Some of the idea they might have taken from the Bible. When Jacob was going for journey and he saw the vision and he put a stone, poured oil on it, and the same way the other religious people are doing it, not knowing it. And then they say the earth, everything, food and everything comes from the earth. They start saying, let's call earth Mother Earth. And so everything what they see, they think this is what we have. And they don't want to think about God. They think, where is God? Oh, we are the gods. And they think that we are gods, so we can protect the earth and we can protect everything and we can protect the climates and everything because we are gods. But our God is much bigger than what we think. Now the people are thinking global warming. And they're thinking we should be doing something. But now, instead of global warming, it's a global cold. We are having much more cold season. Whole summer, we had very little summer and much more cold. So their idea is still wrong. When God created all the angels, the Lucifer, he was the leader of music, leader of song, and he was a great leader. But the word of God says the pride came and he wanted to be like God or defeat God and be God overall. He didn't know that God created him. When the God created you, you cannot do anything to Creator. You are the one created one. In a Hebrew language, whoever creates something, that person is the father of that thing, means the creator. And so God created everything, and somebody says, why God didn't know that the angel is going to rebel against God? Yes, he knew. God knows everything, and when this happens, then we sit around and just think about what happened and how God controlled everything. When the Lucifer went against God, the word of God says, one third of angels rebel against God. So he went against God, so he became enemy of God. But at the same time, there was no earth was created. And the word of God says, God knew what's going to happen. God knew all along that this Satan is going to destroy my work. But at the same time, he knew how to go around it and to make it better. God made the angel and gave him all the beauty. They can fly anywhere. They can disappear. They can appear. They had a lot of knowledge and wisdom and everything. And the outward beauty. But when they rebel against God, God said, okay, now I'm going to create a mankind. And the word of God says, before we were created, we were in the mind of God before the foundation was laid. That much our God is wiser. Before he created everybody, he said, you were in my heart, you were in my mind. The world was not even created. So what God was thinking? God was thinking, now we are going to make a mankind. The mankind I'm going to make lower than the angels. Book of Hebrews says that. God created man lower than an angel. And he created from the dust and breathed on him and became a living soul. The word of God says he created mankind like his own image. The man has the body, soul, and spirit. That kind of creature we never see anywhere else. The monkey looks like a man, but they do not have the spirit. They have the body and they have the soul. They do not have the spirit. Now, what the spirit does, when God put his spirit in the man, then the man became living soul and that man recognized the power of God. So the man start worshiping God. And we see when the God created man and he said, okay, now you name every animal, and he named all the animals. What God's idea was, let man find out if he can find any companion for him. When God made the man and he said, now name all the animals. And he named every animal and everything. And then he could not find any companion. God says it is not good for man to be alone and lonely. And so God made, I'm not giving in detailed study, but the God created a woman out of man. And now they are both together having good time, worshiping God, praising God. Without a cloth, they don't feel cold or hot. They were not hungry or thirsty. Everything God created beforehand. Just like before the baby comes, mother already has the milk. So God created everything so beautiful And everything was good. The word of God says, only he said, it is not good to man to be alone. But every other time God says, everything he created, he says, everything is good. All the fruits and everything was good. And then when God created mankind, just like him. So the man can think, man can do many things like God does. And God had a better plan for mankind. Here comes the enemy. God told him, okay, here is the garden. All the fruits you can eat. Only fruit in the middle of the garden you do not eat. The day you will eat it, you will surely die. The warning was given. At the same time, there was another fruit called the tree of life. So now the enemy comes. Now up to now, he didn't have the place to land. Now he lands on earth. I'm talking about the devil or the Lucifer or the fallen angel. He didn't have any place to call his own. Up to now, he was in heaven. Now he comes on earth and he wants something from the mankind. Only he can take it when he defeats the mankind or deceives him, then everything which belongs to him. So he comes, he could not come to man because the Bible says the woman is the weaker vessel. So he comes to the Adam's wife and entice her. The lady takes the fruit and she eats. She said, oh, this is beautiful. But the word of God says everything God created was beautiful. But she took it, gave it to the man, and now both understood they are naked. Now, the word of God says that Adam was the king of the earth. God did everything and he said, now you take care of this land. You are in charge. He's supposed to take care of it. But he allowed the enemy to get in. Enemy destroyed their life. He said, you know what? God created you and he did not make you yet perfect. Something is lacking. If you eat this fruit, you will be just like God. Now he wanted to be like God, right? And he could not be like God. So now he is deceiving somebody to be like God. And when they listened to him, what happened? They became enemy to God. If you go to enemy's side, then you are God's enemy. And so the word of God says, now they listened to the Satan, they listened to the enemy, and became slave to the enemy. And now he is the master, and they became his slave. That's what happened. You cannot allow enemy to be your boss. If the devil still comes with a sweet language, he will say, oh, do you know this cigarette? Take a one puff. You will be in heaven. Just take it. You feel good. Or take this one glass of liquor. You will forget all your problems. But they don't know the problem is going to start. Take this one kind of marijuana and you will be floating around. And you will be so feeling good and you will forget all your problems. But people don't know it is the beginning of the problems. And so devil comes just like that still today and trying to deceive people. But when God comes and says, Adam, Adam, where are you? Now this time, as soon as they ate the fruit, they knew they are naked. Who told them? Because the word of God says, the day you will eat the fruit, this is the fruit of the good and evil. So now they know something evil happened to us. We are naked and we broke the law of God. But thank God, at that particular time, they did not go and say, okay, but another fruit is right there. And that fruit is called the fruit of eternal life. You will never die again. They could have taken that fruit and lived eternity in sin. But God came to ask the Adam because they were afraid. The word of God says, God has not given us the spirit of fear. Who gave? The devil. Devil gave them the fear. As soon as they ate the fruit, now God is going to kill us. Or God is going to destroy us. So God did not destroy the devil right away. He gave him the time to repent. We know now what's going to happen to devil. God would have killed Satan the same day. Because God has many, many other angels. He didn't need this fallen angel. But God kept this fallen angel so God can teach him a lesson and we can learn if somebody disobey God, what happens to that person. So that is the example in front of us. So the man committed sin and then we saw the man felt miserable. He got the fear in his heart. He wants to run away from God. He wants to hide himself. And he wants to be away from God. That's what happens. When the person commits sin, they run away from God. They don't want to go to church. They don't want to take the Bible in their hand. They don't want to talk about God. Because they're afraid. Afraid of the punishment. You know, if your son loves his father, loves the mother, but the day he breaks the glass or does something wrong and mother says, wait until your father comes. That boy found a father and he loves the father and he loves the mother. That day say, mommy, I want to go to bed early. How about dinner? No, I don't want dinner. I don't want anything. I want to sleep. I don't want to talk to my dad. This is what happened to Adam. As soon as he committed sin, he doesn't want to face God. What he did? Took the leaves, fig leaves, and covered himself and his wife. He thought, God will never find out. We will hide under the tree. When God comes, he's hiding. He's thinking, God sees all the trees and he will never find me. See, this is what the cat does. Cat drinks the milk and closes her eyes. What she's doing, she thinks nobody's watching me. And after that, she cleans her mouth. Thinks nobody saw me. But the word of God says God sees everything. Book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13. It says there is nothing hidden in the eyes of God. Everything open and naked to his eyes. So you cannot hide from God. Psalmist says, where I can hide from you? If I go even under the earth, you are there. Wherever you go, God is there. You cannot hide from God. Why? Because God is spirit. St. John chapter 4, verse 24, he says, our God is spirit. And whoever worships him, they should worship him with the spirit and truth. So our God is truth, our God is holy, and so God is love. So our God is spirit, and so he can see you anywhere. And there is nothing you can hide from God. And so the man didn't know that because his brain got damaged. When he ate the fruit, before that he could give all the animal names. Now his brain is not working. So now he is hiding. And when God says, Adam, Adam, where are you? He says, I'm hiding. I'm naked. Who told you you're naked? Up to now you didn't know. Did you eat that fruit? I told you not to. The woman you gave it to me, she gave it to me. That means that's your fault. If you didn't make the woman, I won't be eating that fruit. That's what the people say. They will not admit their fault. as soon as they make a fault, they find the excuse to put it on somebody else. Even the children, they learn. They will not say, I did it. They will say, somebody did it. And then when God asks him, he says, well, woman gave it to me. He asks woman, oh, you know what, God, the devil deceived me. Now, I don't have time to go in detail. The God cursed the man, God cursed the woman, and God cursed the Satan. The woman was equal to man before. We call, in our language, Ardhangini. Ardhangini means the man's half part. They were equal, and that's why God named them Adam. Go to the Genesis chapter 5, verse 2.
Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day when they were created.
God created them, male and female, and named them Adam. Or if you read in another translation, it's a mankind. So, the day the mankind was created, God says, I'm calling you Adam. So the woman was Adam and the man was Adam. In the eyes of God, they were all equal. The day they committed sin, now the man became the in charge. Now she has to listen to him and she has to love him and things like that. And that's why in all religion, the man is a head and lady is under. When Jesus Christ came, took the curse of the man and woman, and now he says, now you are not unequal, you are equal. When you are in Christ, there is no male and there is no female. We are all one in Christ. So we have a message for the world. Nobody knows. Ask somebody in different religious person, who was the first man? They don't know, but we know, the Adam. After the man committed sin, what God did, what kind of punishment they have, they don't know. The word of God says, because of man's sin, the whole earth was cursed. Thorns and thistle came to the world. There was no thorns and thistles. Then Cain committed sin, then the more curse came to the world. But the word of God is saying, if God is so loving and so kind, God wanted to redeem the mankind. Because what God says, the day you will eat this fruit, you will surely die. From that day, the death started in man. Now, when Jesus cursed that tree, fig tree, what happened? The tree started withering. And next day morning, they saw the root is withered. Have it happened? The day he cursed, the day tree died. The same way, the day man committed sin, the day man died. He died spiritually first because the connection between God and man was completely gone. That's what the word of God says. Now there was a gulf or the wall between man and God. Book of Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1 and 2, he says, my hand is not short, and my ear is not deaf. Why am I not listening to you? Why cannot I touch you and heal you? Because of your sin. That was the condition of mankind. Please read.
Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear.
Sin hides you from God. That's what the Adam was hiding. So he says the sin came between man and God, so there was a wall between man and God. Ephesians chapter 2, he says, because of the blood of Jesus Christ, the middle wall of partition was broken down. Now the book of Hebrews says, now we have a confidence, we have a courage, we can go and talk to God face to face. There was a curtain between most holy place and holy place. That curtain was like a 4-inch thick, 70 feet wide, But when Jesus Christ died in Matthew chapter 27, we read that curtain was torn from top to bottom without any man touching. So what God was saying, now there is no sacrifice needed. Now man can come to me through the blood of Jesus Christ and talk to me. So the man committed sin and he was hiding from God. So the God says, okay, I have a plan. Because before the world was created, before the mankind was created, God knew what the Satan is going to do to mankind. Then there was a conference in heaven. He says, who will go and redeem the mankind? And book of Isaiah chapter 6, we read, the Isaiah says, I will go. Actually, Jesus says, I will go. Because when you read the book of Isaiah, he says, I will go. And he says, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to preach. And God says, if you preach, I'm going to make their mind dull. They will hear, but they will not understand. So what Isaiah was going to do? He can say something, but the people do not understand. But he says, I'm going to send my son. And he says, when my son speaks something, that will not go void. It will go and do the job. So he will send the word and deliver the people, heal the people. That was Jesus Christ. So man, even though was fallen, miserable, fear of death, even though he didn't die, but spiritually he died. He felt like a darkness, cannot touch God, cannot see God, cannot understand God now. But the God gave him comfort. Let's go to the Genesis chapter 3, verse 15.
And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
He gave a prophecy ahead of time. He says, the woman's seed will destroy the devil. The devil has no power to destroy Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ had the power to crush his head. So the word of God is saying when this prophecy was given, man didn't understand what God was saying. As soon as she got a first son, she said, now I got a mankind. And she might be thinking, oh, this might be the man going to destroy the enemy. Then we read in Genesis chapter 5, verse 29, when the Noah was born, they start thinking, he will do something. Please read.
And he called his name Noah, saying, this same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed.
Can you imagine? This was the beginning. And he said, the ground is cursed, we are cursed, and now this Noah is born. They think this boy, this child, will comfort us, give something, a blessing, instead of curse, and something change will happen in our life. They were not able to see this, because when the flood happened, only Noah, his wife, and three sons, and their wives, mother and father, they were all dead. But they thought Noah would bring the blessing to the world. Noah tried his best, preached 120 years, and everybody thought he's fool. Nobody listened to him, and the flood came, and all mankind were destroyed. And the word of God says, if you read in the 9th chapter of Genesis, God pleased when he did the sacrifice, and God blessed the Noah. Just like he said to Adam, multiply and be fruitful. Same thing he said to Noah, and the blessing came. But still, people didn't know when this promise is going to fulfill, that somebody will come and destroy the enemy. No one had the power to destroy the devil. But we know, book of St. John we read, that Jesus Christ came as the light of the world. But the devil did not have power to quench that light. or destroy that life. He didn't have the power. Jesus Christ was so powerful. He came to destroy the works of the devil. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8.
He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
So that Jesus Christ was born to destroy the works of the devil. And the Word of God says, if you go to the Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus Christ came according to the Word of God.
But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law.
See, fullness of time. God was waiting. Now, people might be thinking, when Adam heard this message from God, the Redeemer is coming, why took so long? But God was waiting patiently for mankind to understand. Here we see God sent Jesus Christ to redeem the mankind and bring man to the fellowship of God. The Word of God says God wanted man to do good things, but no one was doing any good because good and evil was in the man's heart. So instead of doing good, man does bad. They wanted to do good, but they are not able to do good. They keep on doing bad. Because what? The Word of God says their heart was deceived, their heart was corrupted, and all the thoughts and minds were corrupted. We read in the book of Genesis, chapter 6, the time of Noah, all the man's thoughts, everything was evil. And so they could not think anything good but evil. So what I'm trying to say, any person in this world, they live in this world, and they wanted to do something good, they cannot do anything good. They do everything evil. You don't have to teach your child evil things. Don't say lie and this and that. They will do it. Only we teach them to do good. Still they do bad. Book of Proverbs 28:9.
He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination.
See what he's trying to say. If you don't listen to God, if you don't live a clean and holy life, and if you start praying, God says your prayer is abomination. He said, I'm doing good. I'm praying. God do not want your prayer. He wants change of heart. If your heart is not changed and you are a sinner, God doesn't want to hear your prayer. The same way somebody says, I'm giving $1,000 for the charity. You giving $1,000 to charity, in the eyes of God, is a trash. He says, because even though you give $1 billion, you're going to go to hell. Your heart is not changed. Maybe it will help somebody, but it will not help him. It will not help him because he is going to go to hell. That's what he says. If you don't listen to God, if you don't change your heart, your prayer is abomination. That's why the Word of God says, your good deeds are like a filthy rags. Only your good deeds works. Go to the Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. In Christ Jesus, we can do good things.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
See, the Word of God says God before ordained. When? Even the world was created. Before the world began, God says the man will worship me. Man will praise me. Man will listen to me. I'll send the man, Christ Jesus. When he sent his Son into this world, the Word of God says he obeyed the Father. Every way. You don't see in any place he deny his Father or disobey his Father. He obeyed until the death, the Word of God saying. Now it is finish. Whatever my father told me to do, I did it. Now you don't have to do anything. Ten commandments are good. They are good for the children to study. But to obey, it's too difficult. But when you read all the time, do not murder, do not murder, do not kill, it's registered in your mind. So the children will not kill somebody thinking that is wrong. The Ten Commandments are good. But at the same time, the Word of God says, if you obey all the commandments and if you just miss one, you are guilty of all. So the Word of God is saying, God has created us to do good things and we are doing bad things. How can we do good things? Only you can do in Christ. Jesus Christ came into this world to make you and me as a brothers and sisters of Christ. Book of Hebrews, if you read chapter 2, he says, he became just like you and me. He had the feelings, he had the temptation, he was just like you and me, but he did not yield to temptation, he did not commit sin, so he is able to give you and me the strength. Now, he did not commit sin, that's why he was able to save you from sin. He was not ever sick, so he can make you healthy. Everything what you need, you have in Christ. There is a scripture. The Word of God says, please read Romans chapter 8, verse 32.
He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
So what he's trying to say, when he gave his only begotten son for you, what do you mean for me? Because I was committing sin, I was supposed to die and go to hell. Jesus Christ came and took my sin, took my penalty, and set me free. So he said, if he set you free from the death penalty, that is the biggest thing. Now, if you need a little bit water or a little bit food, do you think he will not able to do it? Or little house or little cash? Yes. If he sacrificed his son for you, there is nothing impossible for him to give it to you. But the mankind, we do not understand our God is all sufficient. My God can heal any cancer, any sickness, any disease, any incurable disease. Our God is a healer. He can do anything. He cannot fail. We have to have that kind of faith. The Word of God says, two people on earth agree, touching anything, I will hear your prayer. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. So two people agree and pray, he will hear our prayer.
Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
See, two people has to agree. Husband, wife, brother, sister, pastor, you, whoever you are, agree. The Word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. Pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray with the faith. Pray with the unity. Pray with the one mind. The Word of God says, just shall live by faith. My God supplies the need. The point I'm making, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So we have that faith. Jesus Christ came and died on the cross of Calvary for what? For you. To give you everything what you need. Now, some people, some denomination, they believe Jesus Christ died for their sin. And so they don't go to any other God for prayer. But they don't still believe that Jesus died for your sickness and disease. What the Isaiah says, please read. Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5.
Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
2,000 years ago, the man Isaiah said this before Jesus Christ was even born. 800 or 700 years ago, Isaiah is saying, someone is going to die on the cross of Calvary. He's going to take your sickness, disease on the cross. 39 stripes Jesus took in his back. And now the scientist or doctor says 39 disease, all the categories fit in this 39. Not 49, 39. So each stripe he took for each disease or each category of disease. When you believe that, you will receive it. He says, you are healed. Go to the 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Now, here he says, you are healed. Peter says, you were healed.
Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed.
See? Peter says, we were healed 2,000 years ago. So what I'm trying to say, Adam committed sin, lost the blessings, and all the curses came. Jesus came, took your curse. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, he says, Jesus Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. All sickness, all disease, all these things are a result of sin. But when you plead the blood of Jesus Christ, all the sickness, all the disease will be gone. And we can be free. God has given us power to overcome because of Jesus Christ. So St. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Shall we rise? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. The devil is a miserable. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. And John chapter 10, verse 10, he said, the devil, the enemy, comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But your word says, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. Let us live in abundant life. When somebody has a financial problem, let them call upon Jesus. If somebody has a sickness and disease, let them call upon Jesus. Whatever the problem they're going through, they say, Lord, I know you can do all things. And you have given me grace so I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Bless your people, Lord. And as they go from here, let them go victoriously, not talking anything negative, but talk everything positive we can do in the name of Jesus. There is nothing impossible with God. So Lord Jesus, use us mightily for the glory of God. We commit ourselves into your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please be seated.